I was the investigator of the Exxon Valdez grounding for the natives who own the shoreline, the Chugach natives of Alaska. I was looking into allegations of fraud. And after 3 years, I concluded that while Exxon should not be let off the hook, they did some really bad stuff. The main responsibility for destroying the Alaska coastline was rests with British Petroleum. This is an unknown story. The problem is not that the tanker ran aground. It should not have. But tankers do ground. Oil wells do blow out. The issue is oil spill response, as Obama has recently said and belatedly understands. If you can have a grounding, the Exxon Valdez should not have been a problem. You should have never even heard about this thing. We shouldn't be talking about it 20 years later. It should have been a two-day story. Ship runs aground, and what you do is you put rubber around it. There's no rocket science in controlling an oil spill or a well blowout. You put oil, big rubber skirts around the area, and you take skimmer ships and suck the oil out of the enclosed area. In the case of the Exxon Valdez, British Petroleum, which was in charge of the shipping route, had promised in writing that they would have just miles of this rubber skirting, this rubber, the boom as they call it, on Bligh Island. The ship ran aground on Bligh Reef. Literally, the emergency equipment was supposed to be right there. But in fact, British Petroleum lied. They just made it up because they figured, who's going to check way out in the cold there? There's nothing there but seals, icebergs, and natives. You also need a spill response team, just like a fire department when something goes wrong. They had one. It was manned by the natives of Alaska, and then they fired the natives of Alaska to save money. Another more BP penny pinching. You don't put out the safety equipment. You don't keep the 24-hour crews. The natives were literally watching the ship run aground. They no longer had the authority nor equipment nor that rubber skirting to have surrounded the ship. They could have done it. You would have never read about or remembered the Exxon Valdez. Same in, by the way, the Gulf. British Petroleum was supposed to have miles of rubber boom. The Navy, in fact, 5 days later, found 12 miles of rubber boom. If you knew anything about, if you remember your arithmetic from the third grade, you would know that that would be enough rubber to put a mile-and-a-half radius circle around the deep water horizon. None of that, almost none of that oil would have hit the shores of the Gulf Coast, and it could have been skimmed out. But they didn't have the equipment. They did it in Alaska, and they did it in the Exxon case, and they made the same mistake, all based on trying to save money in the Gulf. And in between, to save money again, they let the pipeline, the 800-mile pipeline from the North Slope to Valdez, corrode. And this week, they had a 100,000-gallon spill. But, that used to be big news, a 100,000-gallon oil spill. That was, again, another BP operation. But, when the whole Gulf Coast is being slimed, who even notices 100,000 gallons?
Right. I wanted to ask you about that. Pre-Deepwater Horizon, if this would have happened, what would the coverage have been like?
Yeah, there would have been big coverage. It might have not taken over all the screaming headlines, but I'm sure you would have had stories in every one of the national newspapers, at least a small story, and certainly big in Alaska. And it would have, gotten the attention of government. But at this moment, in fact, that's one of the dangers. We're now thinking of a 100,000-gallon spill as like, well, big deal. That's a problem because it's also indicating that BP, for all its promises, cannot say that the Deepwater Horizon was a terrible but isolated incident. They are responsible for the Exxon Valdez disaster. They're responsible for the Deepwater Horizon disaster. They're responsible for the Texas refinery explosion, one of the worst industrial accidents in American history. And they're responsible for endless leaks, corrosion, problems, breakdowns on the 800-mile Trans-Alaska pipeline. And now they want to build another pipeline to run gas, and they want to keep filling that old corroded pipeline with new oil, which will be drilled offshore, originally by Shell Oil, but it will be running through BP pipelines. And not that I trust Shell much more than BP, but I can tell you right now that BP is just a terrible history. I fear for extending the life of that pipeline another two decades while we continue to suck oil through a straw that has leaks in it.